So this holiday we celebrated this past week isn't really a Jewish one. And as several of my rabbi friends pointed out online this week, we already gave New Year's sermons just a couple of months ago for that. But this being a family Shabbat service, I wanted to share with you a story. You see, this Shabbat, we are in the midst of the Joseph cycle of stories, part 3 out of 4 parshiot dedicated to the story of Joseph and the Joseph and that coat of his. In this week's portion, about where the Calypso number comes in, I'm not singing this week, that was a couple weeks ago, Joseph reveals himself to his brothers, and they go and they bring their dad down. They all move down to Egypt, which seems like a really good idea at the time. Come back in a couple of weeks, we'll see how well that turned out. But it really is the fulfillment of Joseph's dreams. And dreams really is the most important part of Joseph's character, right? He's a dream interpreter. So in honor of Joseph and his dreams, I'm going to tell you a story about a dream. It's been told many times in many different ways. It's actually not unique to Judaism, but here's one particular version. The great Hasidic master, Reb Bunim, used to tell this story to his followers the first time that they visited him. He would tell them this. There once was an impoverished man by the name of Reb Isaac ben Yakil of Krakow, and he lived in poverty for many, many years, not knowing where his next crust of bread would come from. He lived in a simple one-room house with his wife and 6 children. Life was hard for Reb Isaac. He made a living by bringing water to the village from the nearby river with 2 buckets balanced on his shoulders. But Reb Isaac had implicit faith that God would not let him starve, that one day his suffering would end. The only really bright thing in poor Isaac's life was his dreams, or in reality, one particular dream. Isaac had the same recurring dream several times each week. Each time he would dream that he traveled to a far and distant city that had a big and magnificent bridge in its center over a large river. And under the bridge, Isaac would dig in his dream and uncover a large wooden box filled with gold and silver coins. Now, at first, he paid no attention to this dream, assuming it was just wishful thinking. After all, who doesn't dream of riches? But when the dream repeated itself night after night, week after week, he began to reconsider. Maybe there was something to this. Perhaps it could, in fact, come true. So one morning, after having the same dream, he woke up and told his wife about it. It seemed so real that it gave him the energy he needed to go and do his monotonous work, even as he dreamed of going to the big city to fulfill his dream. His wife was a little indifferent to it. She really just wanted the money to feed her little ones and themselves. His dreams, she thought, were maybe just a waste of time, and she told him that. But the more Isaac would dream about the hidden treasure, the more he would want to fulfill this dream, to go to the big city, to find the bridge, to dig up this box of coins. Well, finally, after months of wanting to go, he finally resolved that he would do this. And he made a plan and set out one day to go to the big city and seek the fortune that for sure was waiting for him there. Isaac took leave of his family, packed his food and clothing, and began his journey to the big city. In those days, transportation was hard and slow, and much of it was on foot. Sometimes a local farmer gave him a lift on his horse-drawn wagon. But it took Isaac almost a week to reach his destination. Finally, though, he made it to the big city, the city that had a river passing through its heart. And there, just like in his dream, he saw it. The big, magnificent bridge spanning over the river. Isaac could hardly wait to go and to find the treasure that was waiting for him there. However, at that very time, there were rumors around that the enemies of the city were planning on attacking the bridge and planning on destroying it. Police were stationed all around the bridge to look out for these enemies, and so it was heavily guarded at all hours of day. Digging under the bridge would certainly be out of the question. Oh, how disappointing for Reb Isaac. Well, Isaac had dreamt so much about this bridge, but he could not let go of that dream. So he camped out at a small grassy area not far from the park and waited for the constables to leave their watch just long enough for him to be able to go down to the bridge and dig. He waited and waited for several days, but finally his opportunity came. It was a cloudy night, there was no moon there, so he snuck down with a digging tool and a shovel and began to dig. In just a moment or two of digging, he was surrounded instantly by 8 big, large, armed police officers. They quickly bound him in rope and took him to the police station. And a mean and nasty police captain looked down on frightened Isaac. "So," he said, "we caught you red-handed trying to destroy our bridge. Who sent you here to do it? Speak up or we'll torture you." Well, Isaac was so frightened he could hardly speak. He didn't know anything about the enemy, but he sensed something bigger than him was going on. He just pleaded then for his life. He said, "Please, Mr. Policeman, I'm just a simple Jew. I only came here. I've had this recurring dream that there's a treasure buried under this bridge for me. I didn't mean any harm. I only came to see if my dream was real. Please believe me, I'm just a simple Jew." Well, the police captain kind of chuckled, and he looked and he saw that the tools that Isaac had could not do much more than dig a hole. Certainly they weren't capable of blowing up that bridge. And he saw that Isaac was just as he had stated, a simple God-fearing Jew who had had a dream. The police captain looked at Isaac and he laughed heartily. He said, "You fool, you came all this way because of just a silly dream? I also have had a recurring dream, night after night, that there's a treasure buried in the dilapidated house of some Jew named Reb Isaac in a small dump of a village in a river. If you think that I'm so stupid that I would go to that village and seek such a fortune, do I have to go there and dig under that oven in his house to find that there is a fortune? Oh, dreams are the food of fools," he said. "Wise men live their lives based on logic, not on meaningless dreams. I'm gonna let you go, but only on the condition that you leave here and never come back." Isaac thanked the captain profusely for his understanding. He promised never to come back to the big city or go anywhere near that bridge again. He picked up his belongings. He made a beeline as fast as he could in that week of travel to get home, because he knew that the description of the village that the police captain had said matched exactly that of his village. And he knew that the shack that the police captain had described matched his house. And so he was so excited, he thought he knew exactly where to look. With his wife's help, when he got home, they moved the large, heavy cast iron stove, and Isaac began to dig. And in only a few moments, Isaac found the top of an old wooden box, and with renewed energy, he dug out the box and lifted on the dirt floor, and he opened up the box and found within it gold and silver coins. He used the money to build a magnificent synagogue which bore his name, and then with the rest of his money, he built a comfortable home for himself and his family, and they never wanted again. Well, Reb Bunim would tell this very story to his followers who had traveled far and wide to visit him, and he'd ask them if they understood its message. And indeed they did. The point of the story, dear friends, is simple. People always look outside of themselves for success and for happiness, when the real happiness in life comes from within. There's no need to travel to a distant city necessarily to find what you are looking for. True spiritual treasure, he taught, can be acquired right at home. Everything you need to be happy and contented is within you. It is only for you to dig it out and use it. May this be our lesson on this Shabbat, and let us all say, Amen.